Forgotten Millions: The Modern Jewish Exodus from Arab Lands by Malka H. Shulwitz quotes. That year, the first right is the right to life, which was conceded on payment of the jizya, Quran 9:29. Life is not considered a natural right. It is a right which each Jew and Christian must repurchase annually by paying the poll tax with humility to the Ummah. Only then are their lives protected. The concept of toleration is linked to a number of discriminatory obligations in the economic, religious, and social fields, imposed by Islamic law on the dhimmis. There are different opinions among the jurists concerning which transgression of these obligations can be considered as breaking the protection pact, dhimma, and which sanctions should be applied. Usually the refusal to pay the jizya is considered by all jurists as a rupture of the dhimma, which automatically restitutes to the Ummah its initial rights of war, to kill and to dispossess the dhimmi because he has returned to his former status of being a harbi, an unsubjected infidel. The renowned 8th-century jurist Abu Yusuf Yaqub wrote, "The wall, governor of a province, is not allowed to exempt any Christian, Jew, Magian, Sabine, or Samaritan from paying the tax, and no one can obtain a partial reduction. It is illegal for one to be exempted and another not, for their lives and belongings are spared only because of payment of the poll tax." First, on November 24, 1947, Haykal Pasha, an Egyptian delegate, made the following remarks in connection with the partition plan for Palestine, then under discussion, when addressing the Political Committee of the United Nations General Assembly. "The United Nations should not lose sight of the fact that the proposed solution might endanger 1 million Jews living in the Muslim countries. Partition of Palestine might create anti-Semitism in those countries even more difficult to root out than the anti-Semitism which the Allies tried to eradicate in Germany. If the United Nations decides to partition Palestine, it might be responsible for very grave disorders and for the massacre of a large number of Jews." By way of introduction to this threat, Haykal Pasha pursued the following argument. 1 million Jews live in peace in Egypt and the other Muslim states, and enjoy all rights of citizenship. They have no desire to emigrate to Palestine. However, if a Jewish state were established, nobody could prevent disorders. Riots would break out in Palestine, would spread through all the Arab states, and might lead to a war between two races. Justice Arthur J. Goldberg, "Jews in substantial numbers and communities have resided in Arab countries over 1,000 years before the advent of Islam. For many centuries, they were relegated to second-class status but, notwithstanding, permitted limited religious, educational, professional, and business opportunities. Following the 1948-1949 war, however, the situation of Jews in Arab countries worsened and became intolerable. They were subjected to humiliation, persecution, imprisonment and, in some cases, summary executions. Their properties were confiscated and their fundamental human rights denied. As a consequence of the grim conditions in which they were forced to live after the 1948-1949 war and subsequent wars, approximately 800,000 Jews emigrated from Arab lands. Approximately 600,000 settled in Israel. In some Arab countries, Jews were expelled. In others, they were permitted to leave and did so because of intolerable conditions. And, in some Arab countries, emigration was prohibited but some Jews escaped surreptitiously, just as the chairman's father and mother did in 1894, from Tsarist Russia, after a series of governmentally sanctioned pogroms. This exodus, by any reasonable standard, cannot be termed voluntary. In virtually all cases, the properties of Jews departing an Arab country, as we have said, were confiscated without compensation. During and following the 1948-1949 war, initiated by the Arab states, approximately 600,000 Arabs, then residents of what is now Israel, fled the country. The historical record, in this respect, is conflicting. Reputable historians assert that, by and large, they left voluntarily. Some historians say they departed out of fear or by reason of coercion. In any event, these Arabs became refugees. In realistic terms, there has been a de facto exchange of populations. Some 600,000 Arabs fled Israel in the wake of the 1948-1949 war and subsequent conflicts. Some 800,000 Jews from Arab countries also fled during this period, and, as pointed out, 600,000 have settled in Israel.